Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Sinai, Florida, in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is October 1, 2016, or it is Bull 1, 2020. We will start our first service on this double Sabbath, the new moon and the seventh day Sabbath, with a song entitled, A Sound of Battle Cry. Sound the battle cry, see what follows now, raise a standard high for the King. Gird your armor on, stand firm everyone, this champ calls upon his holy word. Thousand soldiers rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, yes, for his captain of the mighty throng. Strong to meet the foe, marching on we go, while our cause we know must prevail. Shield and banner bright, gleaming in the light, that name for the right will ne'er can fail. Passing soldier, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, pass with us, captain of the mighty throng. O thou Yahweh, hear us when we call, help us one and all by thy grace. When the battle's done and the victory's won, may we wear the crown before thy face. Now send soldier, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Joshua is captain of the mighty throng.
Sing aloud unto Yahweh our strength, make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Now, as a brief reminder again, I'm playing real strong on this name Jacob. Because that was my mother's first married name. She married a Jewish fellow named Jacob. And my father's grandfather's name was Jacob. And his father was named Jacob. And so I come from Jacob. And I'm of the royal family of David. And so David is my father. Daniel, and he was of the royal family of David. And so David was his father. Yahshua was of the royal family of David. And so David was his father. And so we have something to be proud of here. So it says, sing aloud unto Yahweh our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery, and blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. So now, if that was a law for Jacob back then it's a law for us today. Thus he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, for I heard a language that I understood not. So when Pharaoh told Joseph, when he told the Egyptians, he said, when he took Joseph around, he said, bow the knee to Joseph. So he turned the Egyptian government over to Joseph, and he taught them the government of his father's house, Jacob. Joseph did down there in Egypt. And Joseph became the governor, and so he taught the government of heaven right there in Egypt. And that's the reason I asked what the name of this month is, this eighth month. It's called Bull. That's a pagan term for the eighth month down in Egypt. But because they kept it at the right time, according to Joseph, a teaching, and therefore they had his approval and Yahweh's approval to go ahead, and Moses, that's the name that he used coming out of Egypt. He used those Egyptian pagan names for those months because they kept them at the holy days at the right time, the new moon at the right time. So we're going to blow up the trumpet if we can get it blown here for our new moon. Let us continue now to read Psalm 81. We're on verse 6. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel. If thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I'm the Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken unto my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own harsh lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. The new moon occurs 10 times. In the KJV. Let's start with 1 Samuel 20, verse 5. And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. Then Jonathan said unto David, Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. That's in 1 Samuel 20, verse 18. Verse 24. So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. 2 Kings chapter 4, 23. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is not a new moon nor a Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Psalms 81:3. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Isaiah 6:23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. Ezekiel 46:1. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, The gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the sixth working day, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. Okay. Ezekiel 46:6. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and six lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. Amos 8:5. Say, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sow corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephod small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit. Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore deceive Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Now, that concludes our scripture reading for that contains the name new moon. But let's look at the word new moon. Let's look at now Leviticus 23 and see what we come up with there. It talks about the law of the seventh month. It'd be in Leviticus 23:24. It says that, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. When it says first day, it's talking about the new moon. On any month, if it says the first day of the seventh month, it's talking about the new moon Sabbath. And it's called here a Sabbath. That confirms that the new moon is just as important as the seventh-day Sabbath is to be kept holy, as well as other holy days. That concludes that. Now, let's go into some scripture reading having to do with Babylon. And 34, Babylon occurs 286 times and 252 verses in the KJV. So let's look at the first verse. Starts with 2 Kings 17:24. Let's read the whole chapter. It says that in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to Sob, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. And then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in harbor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. Now, remember that this is where we're at today. We're in the antitype of King Cyrus and Darius. Donald Trump and Mike Pence, they represent the antitypical duo of the two kings of the Medes and the Persians, Cyrus and Darius. Okay, so this is where we're at. 2 Kings 17:7, for so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Yahweh the Elohim, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, and the Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Yahweh the Elohim, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced cities. Now, why did Israel do this? Number one is because these people, the new leaders in Israel, and members, they were not converted. They said that they had an evil king that was not righteous. And so, therefore, it's only natural if you don't know, if you've lost the right way to do, and you don't know how to do right, and it's been lost to you, and it's not, hadn't been sent you, there hadn't been a prophet sent unto you to deliver a message. And besides, if a prophet did come unto them, they'd probably stone them. So they didn't have a prayer. They didn't know what else to do. They'd just be copycats and copy their heathen brethren around them. They built altars out of rock, out of whatever, and they burnt stuff upon it, but not unto Yahweh of heaven. They burned it unto their god Baal. And so the children of Israel They wanted to be just like them. They didn't want to be no different. They didn't know the right way. Nobody had ever taught them the right way. They had lost their way, then nobody came along to straighten them out. And so there you have it. So they said, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Yahweh the Elohim. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill, and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, and did as did the heathen whom the Yahweh carried away before them, and wrought wicked as things to provoke Yahweh to anger. For they served idols, wherefore the Yahweh had said unto them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, "Turn ye from your evil way, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent unto you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Yahweh the Elohim. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers and his testimony which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of Yahweh the Elohim, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Yahweh was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandment of the Yahweh their Elohim, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And Judah's your southern tribe that ruled at Jerusalem, and the northern ten tribes ruled at Samaria. And the Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers, until he cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king, and Jeroboam drave Israel from following Yahweh, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did, they departed not from them. And the Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said. By all their servants the prophet, so was Israel carried away out of their own land of Syria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Tuttah, and from Abel, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel, and they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Yahweh, therefore the Yahweh sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God Yahweh of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of Yahweh of the Yahweh of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence, and let him go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the Elohim of the land." And one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Yahweh. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation and their cities wherein they dwelt. And as the Samaritans, they were Gentiles, okay? And the men of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth, and the men of Tuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz, and Tartaz, and the sacrificed, burnt their children for the Adrammelech, and Adrammelech the gods of the Sepharvaim. So they feared the Yahweh and made unto themselves the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Yahweh and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day they do after the former manners, they fear not the Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment, which the Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. Okay, with whom the Yahweh had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourself to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice unto them. But the Yahweh who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and unto him shall you do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which you wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore, and you shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I made is with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear other gods. But the Yahweh your Elohim you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Yahweh and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 44, start with verse 1. The word that came unto Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol, and at Tophanes, and at Nob, and in the country of Petrosin. Now I want to make something clear here. When it says the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews, it's talking about all the tribes of Judah. I mean all the Hebrew Israelites that are of the tribe of Judah. That's all it's talking about. It's not talking about of the other 10 tribes or the 11 tribes of the Israelites. It's talking about all the members of one tribe, Judah. When it says, whenever the Bible addresses Jews like that, it's talking about the one tribe, Judah. Okay. Jeremiah 44:2. This says the Yahweh, Yahshua of hosts. That says Yahweh of hosts is all upper letter. The Elohim of Israel. You have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein. Because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not. Neither your father. Howbeit I send unto you all my servants the prophets rising early and send them saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore now this saith Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your soul, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, and that ye provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hand, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, where you be gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humble even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my laws, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your father. Therefore thus saith the Yahshua of hosts, Elohim of Israel, before Behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die, from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine. There shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Now this prophecy is a latter-day prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 44:14, so that none of the remnant of Judah, which have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, unto which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return but such as shall escape. And all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt, and Petros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour our drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Now this here, burning incense unto the Queen of Heaven, this is, let's go ahead and read. Jeremiah 44:18. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour our drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings unto her without our man? Now these drink offerings, they were like fermented wine. These are kind of make you drunk. And these cakes, they were leavened cakes.
Birthday cakes.
They were made out of leaven. Had leaven in them. Another thing, leaven means sin. And so they had birthday cakes, so they celebrated their birthdays. It was a very important day of the year for them. One day out of each year, each individual gets to have his own special day, his birthday, for everybody to honor and celebrate him and bring him presents and sing happy birthday to him. Incidentally, the name Happy happens to be the name of one of their pagan gods. Okay. And then Jeremiah said to the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, the incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, yea, and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Yahweh remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that the Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed? Therefore is your land a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse without an inhabitant, as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Yahweh, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his laws, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimony. Therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. Now we can better understand why there's no Adventists today that are active in the purified church, because They don't know they've apostatized. The Davidians, Seventh-day Adventists, have done the same thing because they have joined up with Babylon, and they're joined up with the Egyptians. They're not keeping this new moon. The Adventists are not keeping this new moon Sabbath. They don't even know it exists. They're keeping tomorrow. They're setting tomorrow. They're setting this day, the seventh-day Sabbath, aside. But they don't know that it's a new moon Sabbath. So every now and then, all of the world keeps a new moon Sabbath. Religious world, that is. I mean, of the spiritual Israel, that is. So it says in Jeremiah 44:24, moreover Jeremiah said unto all the people and to all the women, hear the word of Yahweh, all Jews that are in the land of Egypt. It says the Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her. You will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Now, you know who the Queen of Heaven is in the Muslim world? You know who the Queen of Heaven is? It's Allah. Allah is a female goddess. And Allah is black. It's the black queen of heaven. And that queen of heaven, those that keeps holy days, especially the new moon, those that worship the queen of heaven, if they keep a new moon, they would keep it on the second day after the new moon, when they have the second crescent appear in the skies. That's where the Muslims keep that second crescent. The pagan Christian world keeps the first sliver, the first day after the new moon. The Muslims keep the second day after the new moon as a new moon Sabbath. Alright, Jeremiah 44:26. Therefore hear the word of the Yahweh and all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, Yahweh Elohim liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil, not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. You know, it is written by the scholars that talk about the translators of the Bible today, that they illegally change the sacred names to pagan titles of Lord God and Jesus. And but you know, we just read it here in Jeremiah 44:26, because of their apostasy and pagan heathen worship, it says, therefore hear the word, ye the word of Yahweh, all ye that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, that Elohim liveth, Yahweh Elohim liveth. So he says, they said, they're not going to be named. These heathen are not going to be using my sacred name to perform their vows unto pagan idols. So he said, I'm going to take it out of their mouth. Well, that's why the translator translated the transliteration from the Hebrew into the English. There's no transliteration when you use those pagan titles, Lord God and Jesus, from the Hebrews. There's nothing in the Hebrew that authorizes that. Jeremiah 44:27, behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. So today we have the spiritual Israel and the spiritual Egypt today, and that's your Adventist church, have joined up with Babylon, that's spiritual Egypt. And so therefore he said that Yahweh said, I'm going to watch over them for evil. And that's who he's watching. He's watching over the Adventist church today for evil. And everybody has apostatized from the truth, like Alan DeLong and Sharon. They've been watched over for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. So they're going to sweat, they're going to work and sweat for naught, just to earn their bread, just to have enough money to buy bread, and they're going to work for naught. Isaiah 44:28. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt and to the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith Yahweh, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. I said to Yahweh, behold, I will give Pharaoh, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemy, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. Okay, so there you have it. This is as clear as anything you ever want to see. Now let's fast forward down to the end of the Bible. Let's go down to around Revelation. Let's see what we learn here in Revelation. This, look at well, let's just see. Now let's go to Ezekiel chapter 32. It says that, and it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, as you get this right here, 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that's the new moon Sabbath, that the word that the Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the waters at thy feet, and followest their rivers. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. Then will I leave thee upon the land, and I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and I will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon thee, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee. And I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. Now this is a prophecy, latter-day prophecy, for modern-day Babylon today. This is what's going to happen to all the inhabitants of Babylon today, starting with their leader. And Obama is their number one chief leader, so we'll just take this under advisement. Ezekiel 32:5. And I will lay that flesh upon the mountains and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And I'll put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. But the moon does not give any light for sure on the new moon. Okay, it says Ezekiel 32:8. And all the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith Yahweh Elohim. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction from the nations into the country which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their king shall be horribly afraid for thee. And I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee. By the swords of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters, neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith Yahweh Elohim. And I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full, and I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am Yahweh. Now this is a letter of prophecy for spiritual Egypt today, and the United States represents spiritual Egypt, as well as Babylon. This is verse 16. This is a lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nation shall lament her. They shall lament for her, even for Egypt and for all her multitudes, saith Yahweh Elohim. It came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month. That's a complete full moon now. The 15th day of the month is a full moon. That the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her and the daughters of the famous nations, unto the neither parts of the earth but them that go down into the pit. Thou pass in beauty, go down, and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword, draw her and all her multitude. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell. With them that helped him, they are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is there and all her country. His graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are sitting beside the pit, and her company is round about her graves, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. Okay. Now terror is a key word. Okay. There is Elam and all their multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down, uncircumcised into neither parts of the earth, which cause their terror in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude, her graves around about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that be slain. There is Meshach, Tubal, and all her multitude, her graves around about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. So they cause their terror in the land of the living. So when it says land of the living, it's talking about the land of the righteous, where the righteous live. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones. Though they were the terror of the mighty and the land of the living, yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, which with their mouth are laid by them, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. they shall lie with the uncircumcised and with them that go down to the pit. There be the princes of the north, all of them, and all of the Zidonians which are going down with the slain with their terror. These are all your terrorists now. They are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Verse 31, Ezekiel 32. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, saith Yahweh Elohim. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living. When it says land of the living, it's talking about where the 144,000 resides, where the remnant resides of Israel, of both Judah and the 10 tribes. And he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised of them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith Yahweh Elohim. Now who is this he? For he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised. This is your antitypical Lucifer incarnate. That would be the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood today. And that is none other but yours truly here, the President of the United States. Okay, that's the end of Ezekiel 32. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and unto Jerusalem and besieged it. That's Daniel 1:1. Now let's read the whole chapter of Daniel 1. And the Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which he carried into the land of Shinar, unto the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now keep in mind, Daniel was of the royal family of David, and no doubt Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah also were of the royal house of David. Let's continue. Verse 7. Unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and unto Hananiah of Shadrach, and unto Mishael of Meshach, and unto Azariah of Abednego. Have you ever heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my Elohim, the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your face is worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me to endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel unto Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse meat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented unto them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh and all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these four children, Yahweh gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Okay, this is where we're at today now. We are just entering into the first year of antitypical King Cyrus, 2017. The reign of King Cyrus, Donald Trump. Now the origin of the name Donald, it comes from the Gaelic. Named Domnall, D-O-M-H-N-A-L-L, which means ruler of the world. Okay, it says, given name Donald, masculine, it's a Scottish English, and Donald Trump's mother comes from Scotland, she was a Scot. So he's Scottish. Okay, and it's pronounced Donald, D-O-H-N-A-L-D, English tea, meaning and history. From the Gaelic name Domnall, which means ruler of the world, composed of the old Celtic elements Domno, world, and Val, rule. This was the name of 2 9th century kings of the Scots and Picts. It has traditionally been very popular in Scotland, and during the 20th century, it became common in the rest of the English-speaking world. This is the name of one of Walt Disney's most popular cartoon characters, Donald Duck. It was also borne by Australian cricket player Donald Bradman, 1908-2001. Now, Donald Trump has gone to Scotland, and he visited his mother's birthplace, where his mother was born, and he bought a piece of land on the ocean there, and he turned it into a world-renowned golf course. So Donald Trump owns a golf course there in Scotland. They play major league tournaments there from all around the world. And so, Donald Trump's name means ruler of the world, and that's what Cyrus was, the ruler of the then known world that he conquered. When he conquered Babylon, he took over almost the complete rulership of the whole then known world, but his son succeeded him and did, and then Darius succeeded Cyrus and continued to conquer the whole world. The then known world. Well, it's the same thing today. Donald Trump is antitypical Cyrus, and he's going to come forth, and he's going to be the ruler of this great world. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. Then the king commanded to call all the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said unto the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation of, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation of, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation of. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things as any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods whom dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with the counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guards, which was going forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? And Arioch made the thing known unto Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. And Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion, that they would desire mercy to the Elohim of heaven concerning this thing, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that know understanding. That's Daniel 2:21. Verse 22. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elohim of my father, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon, bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. And Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise man, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? But there is an Elohim in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known unto the king Nebuchadnezzar, which shall be in the latter day. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are thee. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, which should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known unto thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation of the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest tell that a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. So Nebuchadnezzar saw clear on down to our day, here in the 12th hour. He saw this little stone that represents the everlasting kingdom of David, the everlasting kingdom of heaven, with Yahshua sitting upon the throne of David, represented by this stone. Nebuchadnezzar saw clear on down to this very hour. Daniel 2:35. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And that's who we are. Nebuchadnezzar was shown that in a vision. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. The old king art the king of kings, for the Elohim of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee there shall arise another kingdom inferior unto thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom, and that this is who we are. I mean, this is where we're at today with Donald Trump. He represents this here kingdom inferior unto that kingdom of gold. But nevertheless, it overthrows the kingdom of gold. And after thee shall arise another king inferior unto thee, talking about this here kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, the Cyrus and Darius. Daniel 2:40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, that there shall be in it as the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. Verse 42 of Daniel 2. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron, part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings, that's where we're at right now. We're in the days of these kings right now. Here in the 12th parabolic hour, shall the Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left unto other people, but it shall break in pieces, and shall consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Elohim hath made known unto the king which shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Elohim is an Elohim of gods, and a king of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon, just like Joseph down in Egypt. Then Daniel requested the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, that Daniel sat in the gate of the king. This brings the end of our study. Our contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Clip on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. And the earth made new by the Elijah David. And the earth made new by the sky had the blue line, the blue line. The people speak when spoken to, their love is not defined. One time.